Okay, let's begin. Page Kuf Aleph. Kuf Aleph, Sif Katan Ches. Simen Tes Vav, Sif Katan Ches. Le'ach Hashem HaKal Shtirch Tzim Kal Chatzik Hadish. Oymer B'kol Ram, Borchu Es Hashem HaMevoyroch. Right after Yishtabach, but after Yishtabach you say Chatzik Hadish. After say Chatzik Hadish, the Chat says, Baruchu Es Hashem HaMevoyroch, it's an instruction. Baruchu, you shall bless Hashem who is blessed. V'yatzibur oinin baruch Hashem HaMevoyroch li'olam voed. V'yashliach tzibur, okay, this is important, not everyone knows this, the shliach tzibur is supposed to answer after the tzibur says, baruch Hashem HaMevoyroch li'olam voed. The shliach tzibur is supposed to be choyt and say, baruch Hashem HaMevoyroch li'olam voed. Now what comes next? Not everyone knows this. The tzibur is supposed to answer, amen. Okay, that's an important halacha. Not everyone does this. After the shliach tzibur says Baruch Hashem HaMevoyroch Le'olam Voed, the Omer Gam Kein Baruch Hashem HaMevoyroch Shlo Yotzi Vashlich Tzibur Chozer Vem Gam Kein Baruch Hashem HaMevoyroch Le'olam Voed Shlo Yotzi Yes Atzem In Akal Yishnat He Shall Not He Shall Also Include Himself In The Tzibur Shomer Lohem Baruchu V'Hu Ein Voroch. So he's not going to answer. So it does not appear proper that he's not going to also bless Hashem. And now it says Yesh Noy Hagin. Okay, I think the Mishnah Berurah says you should do this, if I'm not mistaken. Yesh nehagim la'anos achar hashliach, amen. That's the proper thing to do. Avol hashliach tzibur lo yane achar miyuras hakohol. So the shliach tzibur does not answer amen though. That the tzibur says, because what is he answering amen to? The shliach tzibur says, Baruch Hashem HaMevoyroch li'olam voed, and they answer amen. And he is silent. He does not say amen. He's not going to answer amen after his own bracha. You're not allowed to answer amen after your own bracha. Fine. So we will discuss that there used to be. I don't know if anyone does this today. I've never seen this. If the shliach tzibur is marich the nigun, when he says baruchu, oimer akohol yisparach, on the side of every sitter, believe it or not, if you look closely, has this little prayer on the side, yisparach, and that is what the tzibur is supposed to say when the shliach tzibur is marich in baruchu. He sings a little melody. There must be a melody. I know if you say Yisparach, I know you have to go ask the experts. There must be some type of a nigun. And then they say it? But there must be a specific melody. A weekday melody for Baruch Hu. Here they have it. It's a long prayer. Yisparach, v'yishtabach, v'yisma'ar, v'yishma'am, v'yisna'seh, shemosh, shel melech malach, yamlochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shu rishon, v'u achron, umi baladov, ein elokim, soilu, l'roichev, bo'aravos. Go and ride high in the heavens on the chariot, b'koshimo, v'ilzu lufanav, and sing before him, u'shmoy in his name, roimam, al kol baruch usila, baruch shem, k'var malchus, sali alam, v'ed, yishem, Hashem, v'ruch, me'atav elam. It takes time to say this, so there must be some traditional melody you sing when you say this. Okay, what I want to say, I forgot. Okay, so let's go further. So this is, so here he writes,
Have you ever seen this?
No, has anyone ever seen this? Okay. Oh, by the way, I want to say here, this is something, one thing I do remember though, is it Yisparech, V'yishtabach, Yisparech. Is it Yisparach or Yisparech? Right, Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. But Yisparach is always Yisparach. So where is it referring to? That's referring to when you take out the Sefer Torah. There are some inconsistencies in Sidurim. Some Sidurim have Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh, but on Shabbos, when you take out the Sefer Torah,
right.
We discuss this. Allah called Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. So there's another place in Davening where you also say. So I once heard someone made the observation. What kedusha? Which kedusha? In the Shachris. Okay, so someone has made an observation that there are some Sidim which are inconsistent. It says Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh in Kaddish, but in Ala Koil, when we take out the Sefer Torah and in Kedusha it says Yiskadal Yiskadash. So I just slipped my mind, I thought also, but it's not, it doesn't say that those words here in the Yisparach. It just says Yisparach, not Yiskadal Yiskadesh. I thought also this was one of the examples that was given where there is an inconsistency, but it's not true because this does not say those two words. This has Yisparach. We don't begin with Yiskadal Yiskadash. Let's go further. The Tzibor shall, if his ma'ach b'nigun b'baruch o'im ha'kohol yisparach v'ein lo'amru ele b'shashu minagim, you only shall sing this thing when the shliach tzibur sings avol k'sho'imeri ha'tevos, but when the shliach tzibur says baruchu es Hashem ha'mevaruch, one should listen lo yomu klum ela yishmu mashu oimer. So what is halacha for us? For us halacha is that if we're davening psugi de zimra, we're late and we're not yet up to baruchu, at least for that moment in time when the shliach tzibur says baruchu es Hashem hamavaruch, we should pause, we should be completely silent and listen and respond and then go back to what we were doing. Af mish l'shem min shliach tzibur b'shem baruchu el shmesh tzibur oinim baruchu. Let's say the shliach tzibur has a low voice and you don't hear what he says, but you see the tzibur is responding. The tzibur is saying Baruch Hashem Hamavayroch, but you never heard him say the words Baruch Hu because you're all in the back of the Beis HaKnesses and the Shliach Tzibur has a low voice. It's okay. Yochol Gam Hu La'anos Himohem. You can respond with them, with the tzibur, because you don't have to actually. You don't have to actually hear him say Baruch Hu. We learned this from the Gemara in the Beis HaKnesses of Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, where they could not hear what the Shliach Tzibur said. They had flags. They had flags, and therefore, just like the flags were good enough, so too, if you don't hear what the Shliach Tzibur is saying, it's good enough to respond when the Tzibur is responding. So what about a microphone? So the Chor microphone is no worse. The microphone is no worse. It's no worse than an indication where the Shliach Tzibur is up to. This is a very controversial thing. If you notice last year, it's now the 1 year anniversary. I'm sure many of you have gone to the Sima Shas. And the Sima Shas, Nedav Mincha Ma'ariv, I'm sure you'll notice they use a microphone. Not so simple. How can you use a microphone for Chazara Sashatz? It's one thing when you use a microphone. Chazara Sashatz. But even during the week, it's not a natural voice.
No.
It's not so simple.
It's a recreation.
It's not so simple. You would not have the microphone on, a man's gone, you would not be able to hear. You would not be able to hear in MetLife, you can't hear anything, so there's a microphone. So the microphone is what you're hearing. Okay, so are you allowed to do that? So it's no worse than flags in the base Haknes. It's no worse when it says over here that you don't hear the Tzibur saying. You can answer amen when you hear the Tzibur's answering. But if you remember, probably one of you didn't go, but about a year ago, there was an asifa in a city field, technology asifa, the dangers of the internet. There were about 60,000 people. It was pretty much controlled by Hasidim.
Yiddish and no women.
It was controlled. They had a very, in order that they had, it wasn't controlled by them, but they had a say. They had a very strong say in how things shall be done and not be done.
They had a follow-up in Flatbush based on the reason they had to follow.
Because they couldn't say all these things. Right? They made many conditions for that. If they would come, they had to be done certain things. If you notice, one of the conditions, this was people didn't understand what was going on, it was deliberate, it appears, is that when they daven mincha for chazaras hashatz, there was no microphone, and you could not hear, the chazaras hashatz. Ashrei and kaddish, there was a microphone, and then when it came to chazaras hashatz, you could barely hear. What you really heard was people who in the close vicinity to the person davening, were answering amen, and somehow that echoed to other people in the crowd. So I think most people, including myself, at the moment thought, bunch of shemazels, they can't get the microphone to work here. You make such a plan for 60,000 people with something so silly, you can't make sure the microphone practice, make sure the microphone works. But it appears that was not, it was done deliberately. They turned off the microphone because this was a more of a Hasidish gathering, and they, for Chazar Sashatz, where Yitzarech Lohitzi, that's really Nikar Adin, what Chazar Sashatz is all about. They, those groups of people that have a hakpada, that it should not be done with a microphone. Interesting. I mean, whatever. I'm not for me to comment. I'm not a. But it's a. it comes back to what it says over here, Beferish. So who says that you're allowed to answer? If you're part of those 60,000 people who can't hear one word of the Shat saying, and you're only answering because you get a taste of their saying Yehei Shmei Rabba, so you'll also say Yehei Shmei Rabba. Are you allowed to do so? So he says yes. So he says here, the Kit Shulchan Aruch, Af Mishle Shama Min Ashlech Tzibur Shama Baruch Hu, Elo Shemeh Shat Tzibur Oynik Baruch, Yochol Gam Hu La'ano Yisimam. It's not called the Baruch HaLevatol, it's not called the Amin Yisoma, it does not have all the follow the crowd. Okay, so you see over something that you would never expect, it became another Yahalach HaLamaisa.
In Mitzrayim, they had the usual
Shishim Ribo, Alexandria Shalmat Sham, Flex.
Flex,
okay, right, okay, exactly. Okay, let's go forward. Now we go to test. And Aliyah, same thing. As all says, Aliyah, you're not being Mitzrayim in the Chayvasim, but it's a power of Amin Yisoma. It could be all of these issues are interrelated. All of these issues are interrelated. Then you have the real extreme case of where you're not even pressed, not even the same over like a classic Shaila, Havdalah over a telephone. So the Chalukah Deis, different opinions. Some are very lenient, and some are not so lenient. It all depends on the circumstance. And what about Mikra Megillah? What about listening to the Megillah over the telephone? Yes, the same issue. I mean, so microphone in our community, you don't see this. It's unheard of today, right? It's unheard of to have a Mikra Megillah over a microphone. But, okay.
You know, over a telephone, the Rosh Hashanah could not be bothered by it. The only reason he said Abdullah couldn't do it because he couldn't see the
Ish. The Ish.
The Ish is the Ish.
So, but that, but,
disagrees,
but, not, but if not for the Aish,
you could do it.
So you do the Aish separately.
You
do the Aish separately.
Yeah, but that's his reason.
Okay. Tess, Hakidusha Shabiyetzer or Yesh Lahadi Lamer B'Tzibur. Okay, this is a very big problem. Many people, they come late to davening, they don't say the Kedusha. This is a serious violation. You have to say the Kedusha of Yotzar, Kadosh, 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 Baruch, vote together with Tzibur. Yesh lahader lo'emer b'tzibur. Be'im yevshu lo'emer gam b'yichidus. If a person is behind and you cannot catch up, keep up with the minion, and you're going to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Baruch, vote b'yichidus, that's okay b'diyavet. Let's see. Ois Gimel. Nikom makom mechom yasar mispalel. Diem hashishi. Okay, now, did we do this? Did we do this last time? We stopped short from this. Okay, let's do Gimel. Let's do Gimel about. When we come up in Echem Yasser Mispal, this is going back what we learned above. We learned above in Halacha Zayin that if one of the 10 people in Echem Yasser Mispal, Tfilat Shemon Esrei, we learned that if you have 10 people davening Shemon Esrei, one person is not answering, the Shtel Tzibur has begun Chazer Sashatz, and one person is not answering because he's still Shemon Esrei, it's okay. So, Ayin, B'Shailis, Tshuvas Chilik Levi, D'Imashir, D'Imashir Shilo, Ispalo Shemon Esrei, B'Yachad Imohem, Yecholim Lutzarfo, that if the sixth person did not daven Shemon Esrei together with them, if you'll wait, the kavon de loygamu od tefilasan sheyeshlam od lomar asher volatzion v'davar zedoyim l'shnayim shakavu achilasu loygamu od ubarashlitz v'kavu gamhu mitstarei fimoyim. So here we have over a tremendous chiddush. You have over here six people. You have five people. And the five people have already finished their private Shemona Esrei. And the sixth person did not even start. And you want him to start. And then after he starts, you're gonna wait for him to finish the entire Shemona Esrei. Is that okay? So let's go one more time. Dimashishi lo hispalul hashmona esrei biyachad imohem. You have the five people daven Shemona Esrei, and the sixth person did not daven Shemona Esrei, and now you want to use him, for kedusha, or you want to use him for tefillah b'tzibur. You can let him begin and end his Shemona Esrei, even though the other five people have already finished, because since there is asher volatzion later in the davening. So since there's more to daven, you have not yet finished to complete daven, you have not said teskabel, and you have to say asher volatzion. So it's like when you come to eat a meal, if two people already completed their meal, and now the third person, you want to use the third person for zimun, and the third person did not yet even wash, it's okay. You can let them first wash and eat, and then you can use them for zimun, even though the first two people have already finished their meal. It's no different. And they're not yet finished. You cannot compare the kitzur of the shomer halacha. Says you cannot compare the case of shmona esrei to the case of eating. Why? Chamisha hispalu yachad v'gomar hashmon esrei uvo hashishi v'hiniach talus utvilim v'hischil hispalul yamtinu olav ad shagam hu yispalul bal hatzvila v'yisayim hashmon esrei. And that's going to, because the truth when it comes to eating a meal, if two people eat a complete meal and they have not yet benched, and then a third person comes and eats after, and he starts to eat after the first two people concluded their meal, but before they recited the Birchas Hamazon, we can combine the third person for Zimun. So you take that svar and you apply it to Davin, the same level should be true. That if you, five people have already Davin the entire Shemona Esrei, and then in walks sin number six, you will let him daven the entire davening, and now we'll have six people who have davened Shemona Esrei, and then we'll have four more people who did not daven, and we'll be able to say Kedusha. And that, he says, it appears to be too far-fetched, because since you don't have at the same time at least six people davening Shemona Esrei at the same time, does not appear that you can now combine these people to make a tefillah b'tzibur in order to say Kedusha afterwards. Basically, so he's saying a very big chiddush. Just to recap outside, that it's critical that when you daven Shemona Esrei, at least six people must be davening the Shemona Esrei together. If you want to have a tefillah b'tzibur, have a minyan, get credit for tefillah b'tzibur, and be able, after you say the Shemona Esrei, to say kedusha, you must have six people davening the Shemona Esrei together. You need another four people for a minyan. And those four people do not have to be davening. They can just be standing there and watching. They can be observers. But you must have at least six people. What will the halacha be in a case where you have five people? There are 10 people in the room. Four people have already davened. They're not davening. They davened the early minyan. They're just sitting in the room. They're going to answer. And you have five people that are davening. Four people already davened. Number six is in the middle of Kriya Shema. And by the time you, all five people, finish their Shemona Esrei, number six will then get up to Kriya Shema. According to the Sha'odim B'tzunim B'halacha, it's not called dominion. It's not called Tefillah B'tzibur, and you're not allowed to say Kedusha and Kaddish Teskabel after you finish the Shemona Esrei. Do Chazor Sashatz. You cannot do Chazor Sashatz. You only can do Chazor Sashatz when you start off with at least six people davening Shemona Esrei together. Just because you have in the room 10 people, four have already davened, five are davening together, and number six is also davening, but he's trailing behind. He's in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, even in the middle of the Birchas Kriya Shema, but he's not davening the silent Shemona Esrei together with the other five people. That is not a kiyum of Tefillah B'tzibur, and you have no right to recite a Chazoras Hashatz with Kedusha and Kaddish Teskabel. You have to have, what happens is, in that situation, the five people have to slow down and wait for number six to catch up. So all of you will together daven the Shemona, at least six people will be davening the Shemona Esrei at the same moment in time. And then you can be making one and combine four people who are just learning the Daf Yomi in the back of the room. But if you only have five people davening the Shemona Esrei, and you have other people, even you have 10 other people, you have 10 other people that are davening, but they're all behind. And this you should know is a problem. I've seen this many times. You go to a minyan, and the Shlich Tzibur speeds way ahead. He goes way over the speed limit. He's doing 90, and everyone else in the minyan is doing 60. And now comes the Shemona Esrei, and you look up, and who's davening Shemona Esrei? You don't have 10 people davening Shemona Esrei. You don't have 6 people davening Shemona Esrei. You don't have. You have 5 people. And then by the time some of them begin, by the time some of them finally catch up, already 2 people already finished. So 2 people finished. And now you have Every moment in time, you only have five, you don't have more than six people. So according to the Shemitz and Malacha, he says that it's no good. He doesn't want to suggest, he does bring down other Mukaimas, that it's okay. It's no worse than laws of Zimun. The laws of Zimun are much more relaxed. If you want to make a Zimun, you want to say Rabbi Sain Levrech and say Baruch Shachal Mishalot. So if you eat two now and two are finished, and then someone comes later on, they start at a later point in time, there are different points in the meal, even the Adkadekach, they even finished. So then the rules are, you can combine people who have eaten different points in time. So he just seems to mention that this is debated. It's not clear cut. He's expressing his own opinion, Rabbi Braun, that he holds it's not a good comparison. You cannot compare the laws of Zimun to the laws of Davening. You cannot compare the two. But he does acknowledge there is another opinion that says that even if people are coming later on, you can combine them. So I guess with Shas Hadchak, he does seem to mention that if you're still somehow in the middle, there is at least one opinion that says that it is okay. It's always good to know of a heter b'shas atchak when you're really stuck. Yeah.
And if two people are eating and they're at a bench, and a third person starts later.
Yes.
You can use.
Yes, you can.
You can. But what if he's not finished eating? Okay, well, he's not finished eating.
Then then he has to stop. That's the halachas and brachos. If two people want to say zimun, it's different halachas. Those are very complicated halachas, which we'll get to later on in Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. If two people want to bench and one is not ready, so the one that's not ready should just stop for a few moments and answer. And he answers and he lets the other two people bench, and then after they finish brachos, he can go back and eat, finish eating, and he'll bench privately.
Right. So why can't you, if you say that benching is probably more important than davening.
It's not a small point. That is the issue. That is the debate. This is what the Shemitah was coming to point out, that we have two different halachas. So the sugya of Birchas HaMazon, the sugya of davening, and he wants to say that some want to say they are comparable. Exactly like what you're saying. He personally says it's not comparable. He rejects it and he says he has a source. He brings out from someone that is just like him, that you cannot compare one to another. The laws of Birchas HaMazon on its own shulchan aruch, was davening on its own halacha. When it comes to davening, you have to be makbet to at least have six people davening the Shemona Esrei together. There must be some moment in time where six people are standing in the middle of the Shemona Esrei in order for it to be called tefillah b'tzibur. And you cannot compare it to Birchas HaMazon, where you don't need to have three people eating simultaneously. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. You the main base haknesses rak minim mitzumsum. Asur l'chol echa mehem lotzes. If you have exactly 10 people, no one is allowed to leave. Lock the doors. V'layotze nemar. It's a bigger worse. It's worse. The person who leaves is a curse. This is a scary thing. This happens. Not this happens. If you bring in a base like Nessus, you have 10 people. One who abandons Hashem shall perish. So don't walk out in the middle of davening. But let's say if you walk out and they will remain with 10 people, there are 11 people. So you can walk out there and the extras can leave. Of course, you only can leave if you're already fully obligated. You have to what happens? This definitely happens at times. You start with a minion, and then you pick up your head, and guess what? We don't have a minion anymore. Someone disappeared. I'm sure you've all had that experience. I even know a story where I used to go to shul. This is years ago. I used to go to yeshiva early. I used to pass a certain minion, and they never ever had a minion. And they still, it's already been so many years, they still have the same problem. Here in Flat. Yeah, every day. I used to avoid going down the door because they chab me. I can't go. I have to go. I don't even have my tool. I go to yeshiva. I can't go davening with you. He says, no, just stay for Shmon Esh, then you can leave. That's what the rabbi told me. Just stay with Shemona Esrei. He stayed with Shemona Esrei, and then we have 10 people for Shemona Esrei, and then we'll start Hazar Shas for Kedusha, and you can go. I said, if I go, you only have 9 people. Once we start with 10, so smooth sailing. Yeah, but he's putting on me this curse. That's okay. You can go. You have to go. You're an oynis, Rahmana Patra. You can go, but you have given us the right to conclude. It's a very shach thing that's going on, but that's what they used to do all the time. They used to do this. You only have 9 people, someone leaves the middle, so it's okay. But one thing is important, you have to have at least roiv. What's roiv? 6. What you've started, that's what he used to tell me. Stay until the beginning of Chazaras Hashatz. Just stay, I guess, I don't even know if they have the Kedusha. Maybe Kedusha you have to be there for. Lachs Tfila, Goymer HaChazara, Kol HaTfila, V'yom Kedusha. So I guess once you're there for Baruch HaTov Hashem, you get into Baruch HaTov Hashem, that's it. Number 10 can leave. And then you can do the Kedusha. Now here's a very Chiddush. What about Birchos Kohanim? So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, he's going to say now, you can't dochen. You have Kohanim, and Birchos Kohanim, you can't dochen. But you can say, Elokeinu, Elokeinu, in America, Chusa doesn't make a difference. You can do, it doesn't make a difference. But if in Eretz Yisrael, it makes a big difference. You can't dochen if you don't have 10 people for dochening. Dochening is called a separate thing entirely. But it's also again, Chusa is on Yontif. On Yontif, you have your number 10 walks out in the middle of Chazar Sashat, that's it. There is no dochening. Avul ein hakoyhanim noisim eskapeim. The gam in oimrim kaddish liachash mon eshrei. You cannot say. Oh, so this is a machlokes for paiskin. The kitzer says you cannot say kaddish after you finish davening. So you finish davening, you'll do tachnun. There's no chatzi kaddish and there's no kaddish tiskabel. The mishnah ramah. Forget about the kitzer. The ramah disagrees. The ramah said a lot of things. The kitzer does not follow the ramah. It's a pella. It goes like the Mechaber, it goes like other Rishonim. He follows the Ramah says you can go all the way, you can say Kaddish to Skabel. You can say the Chatzi Kaddish and Kaddish to Skabel. And if there's Kriya Sator, you can lane, and you can say Chatzi Kaddish after laning. You can do everything all the way to the end, but you cannot say the Kaddishim. There's a Yosom. The Yosom cannot say Kaddish Yosom at the end. I saw this with Tzai Shabbos. When I saw this happens, they made a mistake. They didn't know what to do, and they did the wrong thing. And then they learned that they opened up the Shulchan Aruch. They realized they did the wrong thing. Where? Right? Why? Because initially they said the Yiten Lecha from the rear. Extinct species that say still say the Yitin Lecha Mitzvah Shabbos. So these people, they came there, they barely had a minion. They barely had a minion, right? So they were to chop 10 people. So they got some yeshiva guys, some yeshiva kids to come. And they're in a rush. I don't know where they're going. They're in a rush. So they finish from Eshrei V'Hinoyam. Okay, that they stayed for. They stayed for V'Hinoyam. It's also Chiddush. They stayed for V'Hinoyam. And then they said Kaddish Shalem, and then Vidin Lecha. Oh no, they have a panic attack. Vidin Lecha. What's the big deal? Just stay for 2 minutes. Vidin Lecha, so we'll say Aleinu, and then we're going to say Kaddish Yosem, because that's why we made the minion, you know? Why you make the minion? The minion was made in order for this poor fellow, Mitzvah Shabbos, Bikuch Nefesh, to daven for the Yomud, Mitzvah Shabbos, because if you don't daven Mitzvah Shabbos, it's mamish pikuach nefesh. So, why do we make the minion to begin with? We only made it for the kaddish. So they chapped these guys and they were there. But when it came to vitul lecha, that was it. That was already too much to bear. So they packed out. They were gone. And then they looked around. What do we do now? So right away someone says, oh, the halacha is, once you start with 10, you go all the way. So say Kaddish. Say Kaddish Yosem. That you don't want to do. You can go to the end, according to the Ramah, to say Kaddish to Skabel. But you can't say Kaddish Yosem. Because Kaddish Yosem already is considered to be a new thing. So if your minion, you know, your tenth man walks out, and the only reason why you made this minion is because you want to be able to say Kaddish. Yotza Schoroi Behevsedoi. You lost that. You can't even say the Kaddish Yosem because your tenth man could not tolerate to say the Yitin Lecha Mitzvah Shabbos. Kevagam Einayim Kaddish Lachad Hashem. I know some sure know this minion starts off with, I'm not exaggerating, maybe even 100 people. And during the Yitin Lecha, when it comes to this, barely 15 people by the time they get the Kaddish Yosem. It's a chil Hashem, a tremendous chil Hashem. This is the biggest brachas. You want a zechus, a parnasa, a segula. They'll run to Lezhinsk, they'll run to Meiron, to all these schoolers, and to say the psukim is a Shabbos, which is an ancient tradition. You say v'iti lecha, it's all the brachas of parnasa. No, that you can't do.
So it's stay at home, despite the many that should say.
Yes, some people it's not part of the Nisach HaTfila. Right, some hold it's not part of the Nisach HaTfila, so you say privately. But we know that people, if you're not going to say it in shul, you're not going to say it privately. We know what goes on. We know the truth. But where are you going with the Shabbos? Where are you going? Someone who I remember in Shul's a conversation. Someone was probably in the 60s, already married with grandchildren, maybe even great grandchildren. So he says to his friend, "Where are you running? You have a date tonight." I remember you years ago, Messiah Shabbos, you used to run on a date. I don't think you're going on a date. You already married off your grandchildren. Where are you running, Messiah Shabbos? What's the rush? Especially, and where do they rush more? The earlier the minyan, the more the rush. If the minyan they dive in 40, 45 minutes, that's where there's a bigger. The minyan they dive in 72 minutes, they're not in such a rush to go. If they really can not matter for 72 minutes, they have time to relax and say Vikimcha. Let's go further. So according to the here he says only now I'm not sure what the halacha is if 10 leave you allowed to do kriyas torah or not. I'm not sure. I don't know the answer. I have to look this up. According to the Kitzur Shulchanach, if people leave Milcha Zot Hashas, you cannot do Kriya Satoira. That's a Dover Pashat. According to the Ramah, I do not know the answer. Mr. Nussbaum, are you aware of the halacha?
I'm not sure.
But one thing is, according to the Kitzur Shulchanach, if you have a Milcha Zot Hashas Monday, Thursday, and your tenth man leaves in the middle of Chazor Hashatz, forget it. There's no Kriya Satoira. You can definitely finish Chazor Hashatz, and you can say Lokei Lokei Avoseinu, but you cannot begin. You cannot take out the Sefer Torah to read. According to the Ramah, for sure, not only for sure, you can say Kaddish to Skabel. You can say Chatzi Kaddish to Kaddish to Skabel. I do not know if the Ramah would let you go so far, even to lain from the Sefer Torah to take out the Sefer Torah and lain, because that you don't have. That's a separate inyan. Kriyas HaTorah is a separate inyan. It's not part of the Nusach HaTfila. Teskabel is a chelik. The Mishnah Ramah says since Teskabel Tzilosa on the Kaddish is a chelik of the Tfila, you ask Hashem to accept your prayer. So just like we give you permission to finish the Chazor Hashatz, we also give you permission to go all the way and say Kaddish to Skabel. But would the Ramah give you permission to say to Stelain? I do not know. Let's go further. Let's say one thing is for sure, according to the Kitzur, let's say you began Kriyas HaTorah with 10 people, and then your 10th man walked out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you are allowed to conclude the Mishil Likwas Besorah Yotzim Mitzasan Goymer Mesakriya Aval Ein Moed Sif, and it's Shabbos, and you want to make Chayis Sofas. Very interesting Shaila. You have Shabbos, you have 7 Aliyahs, just stay for the first Aliyah, and then you can go. You are in a rush, just get us started. So good, good to hate. You only have, but it's very strange because think about it.
You're
for your 8 or 9, right? For your 8 or 9, you have only 7 Aliyahs. 8 or 9 also want an Aliyah.
You,
what? They don't want. They want the covet. It's all about covet. So your dad, you cannot make yourself. It's very strange. Avol ein moisifin v'gam in korin lemaftir. Furthermore, you don't call maftir. You don't make a special aliyah for maftir. Shvi becomes the maftir. We have normally 8 aliyos, 7 aliyos maftir. No, there is that maftir. That's not a real aliyah. That's a modern day convention. That's a modern day thing. So you go back to the Ikar Adin, number 7 becomes the Maftir. El Achron, where else is Nogea? Not giving Maftir. It's very Nogea Lachalamais, you find the Psalm of Sefer Torah. You find the Psalm of Sefer Torah after the last Aliyah. It happens sometimes. The last Aliyah, if you find the Psalm, or they wait until the Shiloh, and then you don't take out another Sefer Torah for Maftir, you don't have Maftir. The Shvi becomes the Maftir. If you have Hechatim, so where you already laying the 7th Aliyah, and then the Baal Kari, he gives a look, and then you know, and then they call up the Roth, after they already finished the 7th Aliyah, before you call them after, and we know there's Taka Psul, so we'll Psul. So what do we do now? We have to lay Maftir, the 8th Aliyah. We read it already. So take another Sefer Torah for the Maftir. Maftir is Nanikar Hadin. You don't have Maftir that week. I mean, you lay the Haftorah. You lay in the Haftarah, but you don't call up that extra aliyah. That's another example of where, trivia question, where you don't have maftir. Two cases. Where your tenth man walks out, and where the Sefer Torah becomes possible after your seventh aliyah. Good trivia question for Trivial Pursuits. Okay, next halacha. Now, what about saying chatzi kaddish after laning? So the Mishnah Berurah says yes, that you do. Now, according to the Kitzur, he leaves out a very important thing. You have 10 people for the beginning of prayer satira, and then number 10 walks out. So we know you're not going to have maftir. But you say chatzi kaddish when laning is over. So the Mishnah Berurah says, yes, you do say Chatzi Kaddish, you do say Chatzi Kaddish. Okay, let's just do the bottom. We'll stop at the bottom. We had left out this part of the island. So Shubas Mechas Alozer, B'imhoyu, this part of the previous halacha. B'imhoyu Ashisha Be'esa Tzvila B'lachash, V'acha Kachbo Oid Anoshim V'shlimu V'asar, D'mut Lema Tzvila Siyutches B'kol Ram. According to the Mechas Alozer, you have six people, only six people. You don't have a meeting altogether. The achar kach bo oid anoshim v'shlimu liasara mutu loyma tefilas yudches b'kol ram v'chein ro l'masa rav ayin sham. So he says in Rebbe Chiddush, he says that you can do a chazor sashatz if people come later on. If six people, so tremendously, you have six.
What happened with the six?
You have six, no one else. All you have is six people.
They daven together to begin with.
Yeah. So he goes, if you have five people, look over here, let's take a step back. You have only five people davening together. Five people, that's nothing. What's five people? It's nothing. Now another five come. And now you want to do Chazor Sashatz. Right? Look, we did not fulfill Tzvila B'tzibu because only five people davening together. But why should we lose that on Kedusha? Why should we lose that on Chazor Sashatz, answering all the omens? So we have now five more people who have arrived. Nope. It's too late. Since only five people daven together, not six, not a rove, and even though now you have 10 people in the room, you cannot daven a Chazor Sashatz. But what happens if six people daven the Shemona Esrei together? Now when six people daven the Shemona Esrei together, when they're davening it together, they have not fulfilled Tefillah B'Tzibur because it's only six people. This is not the previous case. The previous case, you have six people davening together, but you have four more people in the room. You have six people davening, four people in the room, so that's a grand total of 10. Everything is fine. Shalom al Yisrael. But here you only have six people davening, and you don't have four people in the room. So there is no question that the six people who have davened together have not fulfilled their private obligation of Tefillah B'Tzibur because they have 10 people in the room. But being that they are six, they are a majority of a minyan, if subsequently four more people will arrive, they can now begin Chazor Sashatz. And they can at least get in Kedusha and Chazor Sashatz, that they can get in. The previous case was you have 10 people in the room and only five people are davening. Five people are davening Shemona Esrei. One person is lagging behind. He's not. And you know, you only have one point in time, five people davening together. So you're not allowed to do a Chazor Sashatz, even though you have in that situation 10 people in the room. Since you don't have five, six people davening together, you can't do a Chazor Sashatz. Here it goes to the other way. Let's say you have in the room six people davening together, and you don't have the other four, and the other four first arrive later on, you could now begin Chazor Sashatz. It's not a perfect solution. You're not going to be able to go backwards and say you fulfilled Tefillah B'Tzibur, because you can't go take those four people that come later on and retroactively make them, you fulfill your Tefillah B'Tzibur. But being that there were six people who davened together, that already is called a significant type of minyan to some degree, is a roiv. And now you can take the four people who come later on and you can begin Chazor Sashatz and Kaddish and Kiddush. Okay, we'll stop here.